From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Secretary of State Colin Powell met with Israeli and Palestinian leaders today in Jerusalem and Jericho in an effort to keep the peace process alive. Today's talks focused on how to transfer responsibility for security for parts of the Gaza Strip and the West Bank town of Bethlehem from Israel to the Palestinian Authority. But serious issues remain, and the talks concluded without any agreements. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Secretary Powell officially went to the Middle East to attend a World Economic Forum devoted to regional poverty and underdevelopment. The secretary says he decided to use the opportunity to check in on the peace initiative, 2 weeks after President Bush met the Israeli and Palestinian leaders at a summit in Aqaba, Jordan. Since the summit, new violence has overshadowed the peace process. Even today, as Powell was in the region, Palestinian gunmen killed one Israeli settler and wounded 3 other people in an attack in the West Bank. At a joint news conference with Powell in Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon took a hard line on the issue of Palestinian attacks on Israelis.
As long as violence continues, as long as this terrible incitement is raging, there will be no progress. Peace cannot coincide with terror.
Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, at a separate news conference in Jericho, had his own list of grievances. Abbas says Israel continues to build settlements on Palestinian land, and he says Israeli restrictions on Palestinian movements make life for his people impossible. The U.S. strategy at this point is to help negotiate the transfer of authority for security in parts of the West Bank and Gaza from Israel to the Palestinians. The two adversaries conducted talks on that possibility this week, and Powell says he is encouraged.
Although we do not yet have a final answer as to how we will manage the Gaza turnover of security, the conversations are serious, and the issues, I think, are being reduced in number, and the differences are being narrowed.
A senior State Department official says a big problem is trying to reopen a major road in Gaza that is controlled by Israeli troops but is critical to Palestinian economic and social life. The official says Powell discussed the problem with both parties with maps on the table. The administration hopes that returning some measure of authority to the Palestinians could help to build confidence on both sides, assuming the Palestinians are able to control violence by militant groups. Abbas has been trying to arrange a ceasefire with the main militant groups, Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Another issue that came up today is whether the Palestinian prime minister would allow Hamas to play a role in Palestinian politics. Abbas offered this answer today in Jericho. Abbas says that all Palestinian organizations should have a role in a democratic system. When we have Palestinian elections, he said, there will be full Palestinian participation. Powell agreed with the concept, but he pointed out that Abbas also has vowed to crack down on acts of terror.
Right now, Hamas is committed to terror and celebrates the terrorist attacks we are seeing. And it is no longer possible to separate one part of Hamas out from another part of Hamas.
Despite that and other problems, the United States is pressing both Israel and the Palestinians to take the first step and turn over some areas to the Palestinians to see if they can maintain control. The U.S. is concerned that if no concrete progress is made quickly, this peace initiative, like all of its predecessors, will collapse. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News.